Hey, hi, hello, and welcome to my beauty industry enthusiasts, content creators, and brand visionaries. Get ready to step into a world where beauty meets business, where the creator economy blends seamlessly with strategy. I'm Sonia Elise, and this is Lip Service, the podcast. We're about to redefine the way that you think about the beauty industry. From the boardroom to the makeup room, we're leaving no stone unturned. Lip Service is your backstage pass to the beauty industry's best kept secrets. Now take out your notebook, fill up your emotional support water bottle, and swipe on your favorite lip gloss. Let's get into the episode. Welcome back to Lip Service, the podcast. We are doing a very special episode today because we are going 50-50. I am going to quickfire interview a content creator that I have known for a few years, is a member of Lip Service, has worked with me in mentorship, and truly every other content creator knows her and loves her. We can't get enough. Amanda Suarez is on the podcast today for a mini episode, and then I will be joining you guys for a one-on-one solo portion of the episode, which is a first for us that we are testing out, and I am so excited. But before we dive in, hi, Amanda, how are you?
Hello, I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So if you don't know Amanda, we are definitely going to tag her in the show notes, but it's at It's Amanda Suarez on Instagram and TikTok. She is an over 40 beauty creator, mother of three boys, and just overall angel on Instagram and TikTok. We love her so much. Just a champion for the over 40 crew and for beauty creators everywhere. So thank you so much for coming on the pod.
I'm so excited.
We are going to do... We are going to do our two favorite questions for her, of course. Number one, what's on your face today?
It's mostly the new Makeup Forever HD Skin Essentials Palette. Contour,
I have been
bronzer,
hearing such good things
foundation.
About this.
I love it. I love it so much. I love creams for over 40. I love creams for aging skin. It just looks luminous and glorious, and I love that you can just make your own foundation shade. I got a perfect match, and you can just mix and match and play, and anything that can make me feel just a little bit more creative, that's my jam. But I've been reaching for that. It's just really easy to use and just grab for. So the hype is real. I love it.
Good to know. Good to know. All right. And then, all right. Sadly, tomorrow you are on your deathbed. You are deceased. Oh. You die. But you get to take one. I know. RIP. But you get to take one product with you to the afterlife. What do you take?
This is tough. I'm a consumer. But if I had to take one thing, it would be a EFG serum by a small brand called Halo Skincare. It's epidermal growth factors, which we love. And I have been using it for years now, and it is the answer to all my skin problems. So I will never be without it. I love it so much.
All right. Even in the afterlife, she's taking it. She's taking it with her.
I will glow forever.
Perfection. Okay. So since this episode is a little different in nature, we're going to dive right into the questions. So just to give people some context, where are you approximately with your following right now, IG, TikTok wise?
Right now.
IG, you just hit 2K.
I just hit 2K on IG, and that was just a tough hurdle. That one took me a while. I was so excited. I think right now on TikTok, I'm at 3,009, really close to 4K, real close. Not quite there, but almost there, like 3,950.
Great. Yeah. We just want to give the audience perspective in terms of like where you're coming from your point of view, in terms of follower count, but also let's dive in a little bit into your journey. Why did you start creating content? What put you on this path?
Well, that is a story. So I lost my mom when I was young. I was 13 when she passed. So no one taught me makeup growing up. I had no exposure to it. I wasn't even into makeup until my late 30s. I had my second child and I had postpartum depression with him. We had moved away from our home state, so I had like no community. I was by myself. A lot of times I had two kids when my husband was working. And I woke up one day and I said, you need something for yourself. What do you even like? Like, that's the question I asked for. Like, what is your hobby? What do you like? And I did not have an answer.
So true.
I had no answer. I said, I don't even know. And back then it was 2016. So you go to YouTube and you start looking things up. And what did I see? I saw Tati Westbrook. I saw Samantha Ravindal, Raw Beauty Christie, and I fell in love with makeup. But I was a lot older. I was in my mid-30s. I was like, man, there's no place for me here. I just don't know. I didn't know if I wanted to share it on the internet. And then a friend of mine shared an MLM company, and she said, you should join it. And I said, okay. So I figured that was the way I was supposed to do this. So I started selling makeup for a long time. I was with that company for years. I learned so much photography, so much. I owe a lot to it. But at one point, I was just not feeling fulfilled by it. And there was just so much makeup in the world. There's so much out there.
Yeah.
So I decided to just...
so much.
So that was 2 years ago. And I said, I'm going to start a TikTok account. I'm going to try TikTok. I was terrified. And I made a TikTok account. And I committed to showing up every single day. And I just kept going. And, you know, as the year went by, I really embraced the fact that I was over 40 and that there was people out there like me that maybe had a similar story that needed that self-care and that hobby and something for themselves. And that's just kind of how I landed here.
Awesome. I think it feels like a very unique story, but I feel like a lot of people are going to hear this and say like, oh, that's me too.
Yeah, I think it's very common for us to get, you just love your baby so much and you get so wrapped up in it that one day your eyes just open and you're 100%. Like, whoa, like, where did I even go?
where am I here? Great. So, okay. Question two, what's one investment you made that's helping you show up online more effectively?
Well, mentorship helps for sure. If I were to choose something, I think that wasn't a physical thing. I would choose working with someone that has a third party, someone else to look at your account, someone that knows the business and looks at your account, because they're going to see things that you don't see. You're too close to it. So you need someone to see what other people see, and that really helps. And so honestly, working with you has been just the most fulfilling thing, and honestly has changed my perspective in so many ways. I look at my journey differently now. I look at this as more than my hobby. It's my business, and I have a place here, and I value myself a little so much more. It's changed everything for me. So outside of like, I don't know, lighting or something, that really is probably the best choice I've made.
Amazing. Well, just so you guys know, Amanda was not paid.
I promise. Because when I thought about that question, I thought like the physical thing, like if I was going to pick a physical thing, I would say lighting is very important. It's probably the most important thing. And when I changed my lighting, views changed, everything changed. But I really do think that having someone on the outside to look at your account and guide you a little bit really does make a difference. It's huge. So 100%. Lighting in you.
I always tell people, if it's not going to be me, that's fine. But you need to make an external investment. It's just like any other career. In order to grow, sometimes we have to invest.
Well, that's it. Everybody, you always say it's the internship. And I even think back to my husband's job when he paints houses. He had to work with another painter for years before he was able to grow his own business. And it's the same thing here. So you just find someone who has more experience than yourself and you learn everything you can.
Great advice. All right. Question three, what's one thing you wish people knew about being an emerging content creator?
One thing. There's a lot.
I do
talk to a lot of creators that are just coming into it and they do ask me for a lot of advice. And my advice to everyone is the same. I had to kind of learn it myself as everybody, you look at social media and beauty creators and you expect that they explode and everything's going to change. Embrace the slow burn, embrace the slow growth, and that it's totally okay to grow slow. And it doesn't make you any less valuable to the community or to a brand. Just, I think that just enjoying the journey and not expecting to blow up and really expecting that virality all the time. That's my advice, because it's the exception, not the rule. And you have so much more to give and just not to be discouraged by it. It's so easy to be discouraging to give up when you don't see the views and you don't see viral videos all the time. And there's so much emphasis put on virality. I've had viral videos. They bring followers, but they don't change your life. So we see yeah. those creators, we see them, and we expect that, like, it's going to happen. But, you know, just be okay with the slow growth and enjoy it and learn everything you can. Just soak it all up. Learn everything you can.
Great, great, great advice. Love that response. Number four, what's one of your goals this year and what are you excited about trying in general, just new for yourself?
Don't know. This was the hardest question for me. I am trying so many new things. My goal this year was to really pull the curtain aside and show my true self and in all ways, just my personality. And I mean, I think when you show up on social media, you kind of tuck some things in. And I've been trying to not do that and show people truly who I am. And that even like with my family, like I really took ownership with this and said, I'm going to go do this. This is my work. So I took ownership mm-hmm. of this and I really wanted to show my audience my, like, we're hiding nothing. I switched to the back camera. Sure. I got better lighting.
Yes.
So for me, I think authenticity and transparency have been my, and across my entire like platform into my family life, all of it. I want mm-hmm. everything on the table. I want to build trust. And that's mm-hmm. really was my goal this year. And I try very hard, and some days are harder than others, to turn on that back sure. camera and sit in front of those lights. And mm-hmm. you can't hide anything. But I think it's so important. It really is, because there's such a distrust with influencers sometimes these days. And I just want to let people know that there's someone they can trust and I'm there for them.
That's so great. And it is really hard. I'm glad that you spoke to that. It's not easy to just say.
No, it's so hard. It's so hard.
That camera, bright lights, every imperfection.
It's really hard. It's I try to start every video with no makeup on. And if I don't mm-hmm. start every video with no makeup on, I'm in my stories every single day with no makeup on. Sometimes it's at like 6 a.m. and I'm looking rough, but I make sure I show myself there because I'm like everybody else. And, you know, it's not the easiest thing to do, but it's almost common practice for me now. I really just make sure to show up as I am.
You do get more used to it over time.
You do.
All right. Final question. Who are some creators you really look up to and why? And it doesn't matter how many followers they have, just people that you look up to in your journey.
Oh my gosh, there's so many. It could be a lot of my lip service girls. I love them all so much. They're doing such good work. In the over 40 community, I love watching Erica Taylor. I learn a ton from her. And I love her because she didn't start getting any recognition until she was later in her career. And I just love that she's shining the light on the over 40 beauty community. I love Michelle Spieler. There are so many beautiful women that are bringing like aging skin to the forefront and really doing beautiful work. But those two, I watch everything they do because I'm learning so much.
All right. So that is a wrap on these five questions with Amanda for the podcast. But we are going to film a little bonus video clip for our members on Geneva that has to do with pricing. So this is something new I am testing out for the podcast. I want there to be some bonus material for our Geneva members who show up every single day and are chit-chatting and are helping each other out. And I think the biggest thing we have to share over there is about pricing. Mm-hmm. So if you're not a member of Geneva, make sure that you head to Geneva. You can use the link in the show notes and you can hear this clip with Amanda about how she goes about pricing. Well, thank you so much for being so honest in pricing and throughout the entire episode. I really appreciate it. Everyone should head to the show notes to make sure that they follow Amanda on both platforms and give some love to the beauty community. Thanks so much, Amanda.
Thank you for having me. It was my pleasure.
Thank you so much for sticking with us for this episode. As I mentioned in the first portion of the segment when I was interviewing Amanda, I am going to start testing out more solo moments, and those are really dedicated to helping the community directly. So I had my community both on my broadcast channel as well as the Lip Service Geneva group field me questions that were burning in their minds. What are they struggling with? What do they need help with? Because typically what I find is the questions that my members have are the questions that the greater beauty community, the greater content creator community have. With that said, welcome to a new segment of Lip Service Creator Hotline. How can I help you? Our first question comes to us from @dermgals asking, aside from obvious, what should you absolutely have in your media kit? If you follow me on Threads or Instagram or TikTok, you know that I'm not a huge proponent of the formal media kit, but I do believe in having a Word doc or a note in your phone drafted and ready to go for easy reference anytime a brand asks you about your rates or a little bit more about you. I do really believe that simplicity here is key. Asking somebody to open up a presentation, an attachment, download something, it's just not what most of us marketers have time for. We are living busy lives, but also influencer marketing is extremely time consuming. So go very light and easy on your media kit. That said, these are the things I think you absolutely should have. One, a strong about you statement. Hopefully this is something that you have already workshopped. Should give a tiny info about you personally, but also really state your why. Why are you showing up to create content? What is your purpose on social? From there, I like to have a hit list of statistics. Follower count, hyperlinks. Please don't just put your @. Make sure that everything is hyperlinked that you'd like people to use. So hyperlinks to any and all accounts that you are actively publishing on, as well as your follower count and follower demographics. Make sure that you know your female to male ratio, the location of your followers, your engagement rate that absolutely needs to be included. And then lastly, I'm going to say, make sure that you are including at least 3 to 5 relevant links to recent contact. Now, when I say relevant, I mean, this should not be a copy and paste the same links to every single brand that you are pitching or communicating with. If you are the one doing the outreach, the links should absolutely be to pieces of content that you have already created that include that brand. They do not have to be 100% dedicated, but I highly recommend that in those 3 to 5 links, you are showing at least one dedicated piece of content organically. Either you were on their PR list and you created it, or you purchased the product yourself and you created it. It was not a paid partnership. In addition to that, a few other pieces of content that show the breadth of your creativity. If you do texture shots and also video reviews and also get ready with me's, make sure that the links that you are creating and giving to these companies include variety. If every single link sends you to different posts, but they all kind of look the same, I'm not really getting a good feel for who you are as a creator. And at the end of the day, your media kit, these pitches that you're sending are selling yourself to a brand. And the most important thing is to show that you're creative, you're versatile, and you are already organically supporting the brand. Past that, I really don't think you need to have much more. If you would like to have a rate included in this, this is another piece of advice I often give. You don't have to give a specific rate per post. You don't need a whole rate card. I think a sentence that really resonates well with brands and in pitching is, collaborative partnerships start at X amount of dollars. So if you know you have a minimum of $500 in order to get into a partnership with somebody, put $500 there. And then of course, the plus sign or and up. Every single scenario, every single scope of work with a brand is going to be completely different. So trying to outline every single scenario in a rate card or in your media kit is just not helpful to anybody. But having a baseline of where you typically start and charge is very helpful for most brands, because they know then if that baseline is much higher than what they can afford, likely a paid partnership is not going to be an option in the near future. Just gives you a good starting off point for your communication. So just to summarize all this again, because media kits tend to be a huge roadblock for content creators. Number one, don't put so much thought into it. We don't need a Canva link. We don't need a big design deck. Copy and paste into the body of an email is completely fine. 2, we're going to outline a strong about you, a strong why you show up and create content, as well as that hit list of analytics that I mentioned previously. Who is following you? What is the engagement rate? And then lastly, but I think almost most importantly, the links to relevant content. Everything that is linked needs to be hyperlinked to make it very easy for someone to tap and view anything instantly, including a link to all of your profiles. I hope that was helpful, Derm Gals. Thank you so much for asking this question. Now, I had to honor this second question, of course, because she was also our guest today on the podcast from @itsAmandaSwars. She asked, what do you do when you're not feeling creative? This is an unpopular opinion, but one I do hear repeated quite frequently. Get off the apps. If you are not feeling creative, but you continue to consume content, you will find that you feel less and less creative. It truly sucks the motivation and creativity out of you. So if you are feeling a dip in your creativity, I have a very set plan that I recommend to people. Number one, stop scrolling so much. Number two, get outside. Do something that brings you simple joy. Play with your kids. Walk your dog. Go get an iced coffee with a girlfriend. Meet up at an event. Have a little shopping day. Do anything that gets you out of your normal zone, your normal environment, or invest a little bit more time in another hobby that's adjacent to content creation. You will be surprised that even if you do this for just one day, you take the day off of content creation, it can really free up your mind in so many ways and burst inspiration. The last option that I really hope people take advantage of is joining our Geneva group in Lip Service. When I see that people are low, they're down in the dumps over there, they're not feeling inspired, you would be shocked how quickly the rest of the community comes to cheer them on, give them ideas, and have a chit chat. I think having a content buddy, whether you are in the same city or just communicate over DMs, who you can bounce ideas off of, brainstorm together, talk about hurdles, trials, and tribulations, that is such an important resource to have in your back pocket. So make sure that you are joining us over on Geneva in the Lip Service World chat, or at the very least, making beauty BFFs with another creator that you can DM regularly, text, or call to help get your mojo going again. Because as creative people, we will often hit lulls. It is absolutely impossible to show up 100% super creative every single day. It's just not sustainable. So make sure that you are really giving yourself that freedom, giving yourself that space, giving yourself that permission to take a day off, take a weekend off, remove yourself from all of the apps, stop consuming, and just get out of your head and into the real world where you can get inspired by the things and people around you. I hope answering these two questions helped. I will be back in future episodes answering from the Lip Service Creator Hotline in the future. If you'd like to submit a question, make sure that you are either a member of my broadcast channel on Instagram or a member of the Lip Service community over on Geneva. Those are the exclusive places where I will be fielding questions and responding to them here for the community. Thank you so much for joining this episode, and I hope you love it. Because this is a new format, I would absolutely appreciate if you sent me a DM or a note somewhere letting me know how you liked these new series. Your feedback is absolutely so important to the growth of this podcast and the growth of my personal journey with podcasting and this business as a whole. So please don't hold back. If you need to rip me apart, I completely understand. But if you're here to cheer me on, I would love to hear from you as well. Thanks so much. Thank you so much, as always, for listening to Lip Service, the podcast with me, Sonia Elise. If you just can't get enough of me or this podcast, which I know is the case, please follow me on Instagram and TikTok at sonia.elise. That's SONIA.ELYSS. In addition, it would mean the world to me if you could rate and review this podcast and just let me know what you think. As a thank you for being a listener, I will be selecting a monthly winner to receive a free one-on-one session with me. All you have to do to enter is screenshot the podcast and share it on your Instagram stories, tagging myself as well as at Lip Service World. If listening to this podcast has inspired you to invest in your journey as a beauty creator, don't forget that you can get my eyes on your account with a custom profile audit. It's $35, the same as a Stanley Cup, but it adds way more value to your life. Don't forget that sharing your life online can spark joy, so just hit post. Catch you on the next episode.